Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was, Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hey, everybody! Welcome. You caught us during dinner. Hey, this is the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And this is the Vegas Video Network. I expected a bigger applause. I'm Scott Whitney, your humble host, and I'm joined by my naughty jelly sweet. I believe she is the forest of light and happiness of the world.
Spring.
Spring is sprung.
Today's the first day of spring.
There it is. Melissa Whitney. Big hand, everybody. Look at her. Also working today in the big Vegas Video Network studios, I've got Jacob Cannon over there on the TriCaster. I've got the pimpin' Wayne rocking the chat. Look at that good-looking man. And we have a new family member of the Vegas Video Network.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get to her later. or not. It's so hard to get good help. It really is. Well, I want to thank LASIK of Nevada, our good friends, Dr. Rothman. And who is Dr. Rothman? Well, he is the man with the most experience doing LASIK surgery from anybody who lives in Nevada. The most experience. Wait a minute. How many has he done? 40,000. Wait a minute. How come you wear glasses? Good question. I went, he checked me out, and sadly, I'm not a candidate.
You can't be in the club.
Wah, wah. Somebody who's in our audience, though, is in the club. Just so you know. So, fun show today. First of all, we're going to have some yummy macaroni and cheese.
Is that mine?
Well, no.
And is that my recipe?
Well, it's not. And here's why you know it's not. Look, come on. Stop doing that. Every time we do one of these shows, I get in a ration of crap after every show. Because I'm just playing. So, if we could do, you know what? We should actually use camera 4 for this. The reason why this isn't yours, honey, and by the way, I love you. I'm very happy, as the whole audience is very happy that you're healthier. But the reason why this might not be your macaroni and cheese is because the cheese sticks to the macaroni.
Oh.
See how they do that?
It does look gooey.
Isn't it different?
It looks gooey.
It's good, huh? And remember how yours has all the cheese on that side? And then all the macaroni on that side?
The al dente style.
It's a little different.
It certainly does look different.
I know what it is.
It's not old school Southern macaroni and cheese.
Because it's not crappy? Good night.
Now, do you guys see? You guys see what I have to put up with? Like, seriously.
I know what you're doing. You have the cheese on one side. You have the cheese on one side and the macaroni so that we can get a workout trying to make them together. Right? That's what we're doing. Okay, that's good. Hey, on today's show,
have no clue.
I don't, except for that macaroni was edible, and yours is too.
You better be sure to stop and get yourself some dinner on your way home tonight.
I think more importantly, I should probably not take my sleepy time, so you don't kill me
you
in my sleep.
Sleep with one eyeball open.
Right, I'm gonna hear this.
Or better yet, you know what would be really interesting? You know what I'd love to see?
Me, what?
You doing Thanksgiving dinner.
I would do that.
You
because there's a Boston Market just down the way. I've done that. My kids will tell you, we did Thanksgiving at Boston Market once.
Yes, and they were traumatized.
That's not true.
Yeah, that is true.
One of them's going to a big school, and the other one's smart and stuff.
Dad took us to Boston Market before you came in the picture. He took us to Boston Market.
And what's wrong with that? By the way, this show is sponsored by Boston Market. Hey, we're going to have some fun today. We're going to talk a little bit about some information about real estate. We're interviewing some people for a host job. Would you want some?
I already tasted some earlier.
You want some more?
But if I eat off this, you can't have any more.
Alrighty.
I did taste it. It was actually very, very good.
That's probably when I wanted this. Tomahawk said no. Okay, now we're going to talk a little bit about some real estate news that I got last week. I was interviewing somebody for a hosting gig here and learned something that I thought was a bit fascinating. So we're going to talk a bit about that. We're going to talk about some musical happenings here in the Las Vegas that I think is pretty groovy. We may be too old for it. We may not be hip enough, but we're going for a younger demographic, which is why Ira's here. And so we're going to... If we can get that 50 to 60-year-old demographic, we own the internet. We're also going to talk. We got some email. We're going to take an email question. And then I had a chance to see with my own eyes, you know him, you love him, Chaz Palminteri. We talk a little bit about Chaz. And we have a very, very special guest.
Oh.
That we're very excited about. Somebody who has been a friend of the network for what?
Ever.
15 years.
At least
15 years. She's 16 years old. So she's been around for a long time, and we're excited about that.
She's actually our original researcher.
She is the original researcher. Now, there has been some controversy about that.
There has been.
It was a cat fight. Well, actually, it was a Jell-O fight. That was pay-per-view. That's on VVN2. Oh, that probably didn't happen. So
what if it was a macaroni fight? What if they were just wallowing around in a big tub of mac and cheese?
Well, if they were in your macaroni and cheese, they would get nothing on them. They would just get in, they would duke it up a little bit, and just
you guys are really sorry for me now, right? I'm getting some love from your crew over there.
All right, well, it's a great crew. Hey, by the way, speaking of everybody in the audience, how about a big applause for our huge live studio audience today? And of course, applause for the live chat over there. Speaking about the studio audience, some really good news today. As everybody knows, one of our daughters, Christina, is having a baby. And we were talking a little bit about it. Of course, we learned last week that it's a boy, a little Scotty. And what's super exciting for us, and I know that you probably, this is new news to you.
I love when you drop news bombs to me on the live show.
Yeah, I know, it's good, huh?
Well, I think it makes life interesting.
It keeps our relationship tighter and kind
fresh.
Of...
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say? You're kind of hot for me now, aren't you? You laugh like you're not.
Well, I don't know. The compliments about the mac and cheese
okay.
really got you off the
Okay, all right. So here's the great news. Real excited. Of course, we're an online broadcast network, right? We
yes,
do live stuff.
Clearly.
And Christina has agreed to let us film her birth live.
So, God, wouldn't that be something?
The reason this happened.
I've never seen a baby being born.
I've seen two. It's fascinating, and that's why.
I'm coming over.
I cut the umbilical cord twice. What do you think of that? They're having a show over in the audience right now.
Wouldn't
literally,
that be
I can
so
hear bantering in the audience right now. Christina,
fuzz out your face.
Christina, right? All you got.
Fuzz out your face.
It'll be like this. It'll be a great shot. That will also be on VVN2. Here's why we got that deal. I had to negotiate. It's a lot of work.
Was she tough?
It wasn't really about her in this case. Her husband Brad plays Call of Duty, and I killed him. And that was the deal. I shot him in the head. He died. It was a one-shot deal. Sniper, boom, his head blew open. I said, okay, well, I guess we're going to have to film the wife. He's like, okay, whatever. That's it. So everybody.
Is this what you were doing at home this morning before you came to work?
I'm making this all up. this whole thing is fiction right now.
And this is why my life is interesting.
It's all fiction.
It's like two truths and a lie with you.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my God. That was fascinating, wasn't it, kids over there? Okay. Speaking about two truths and a lie, that's not the segue I really
wanted.
Am I going
to get a truth now?
Yes.
My macaroni and cheese is good.
I love your macaroni and cheese. I especially like the way the cheese coagulates. Right. Guess where Scott's sleeping tonight? Let's do a shot over at the lounge back there. Because I wanted to sleep there the night we did our grand opening.
You were begging.
I really wanted to sleep here that night. I thought, you know,
just a beauty.
Look at, I did it. I wanted to did it. I had also had a couple drinks and thought it would be fun to sleep on the couch.
Can you imagine when the night cleaning crew would come in?
They'd clean me. Could have been a good, that could have been another VBN2 thing. We're doing babies. We're having cleaners cleaning the. Anyways, I think one of the exciting things here is we're a growing family. We've already said that. Christina, you know, we're very proud. It's going to be a great show. I think it'll be one of our highest rated shows. And we're going to see a tattoo. Nah, I don't want to talk about the tattoo. But the other thing, she doesn't even know she has a tattoo. What? What? You have a tattoo? I'm the best dad ever. I know so much about my children. The other thing about growing families, of course, is that we have grown to the Vegas Video Network. We've gone out. We did a search, a worldwide search, I might argue.
Global.
Or Las Vegas-based. Let's go with Las Vegas-based.
And what you
And we
what
searched and we for? Looked and we were, well, it's for a studio apprentice. It's for people, somebody who would help us at the beginning of the shows, getting stuff set up, people doing stuff during the show, critical people stuff, at the end of the show, maybe making some sort of dish. Sort of pasta, maybe, maybe, probably not. Probably don't really need that help, no. And so we searched high and low. And I'm going to tell you, kids, I'm going to tell you a story about how to get a job. So we made an offer to another person, and it didn't work out. We decided that we were looking for something a little different. So one of the people who was on our short list, we'll call her Sam. Because that's her name.
You actually always kept bringing up, which I find interesting.
It's queer, isn't it? It's weird. It's odd. It's not usual. Anyways, so Sam was told we already hired somebody else. Here's how Sam handled it. She's like, whatever, can I come and watch your shows? Like, what? Yeah, I'll come and watch one of your shows. I'll bring beer. What? Okay. Sounds good. So she's
a comes, sweet talker.
This is a couple
she?
Weeks ago she comes. Now, we had hired somebody else. That other person may have even been here. I don't know if he was or not. Probably not. So she comes, and she's all happy and peppy and bursting with love, and she has a beer, and she's asking questions.
You like happy.
Friendly. I am. I'm all about happy. Xanax makes everybody happy, and that's
I
why.
I think that's how I got in the program.
That's why you're here, because you're happy. You're happy and peppy and bursting with love. So anyways, she's, you know, she's kind of there, and I'm like, okay. Note to self, Sam. Meanwhile, I'm still, you know, this other guy is still kind of in the game. I'm like, I think maybe we should.
Actually,
maybe.
Can I just interrupt? What's funny is
no?
He came home that night. He was like, oh, my God, so Sam came in today. Isn't that cool of her? And she brought beer. I'm like, she sounds great.
That's greater.
Because
she brought the beer. Okay. So we decided to go in a different direction. So I thought, okay, well, let's restart the whole interview process. And I think I emailed Sam and said, hey, are you interested in getting back into the scoop here? And she's like, absolutely. Now here's how Sam played me like a fiddle. First thing she did is she followed the Vegas Video Network on the Facebook. Now this is before I said go or no good. She just did that. She followed
she's
us
interested.
On. It would appear so. Then she followed us on the Twitter. Then she retweeted something on the Twitter. I'm like, wait a minute. Who else is doing that? Hell, my own people don't
That's
even do that.
Smart.
I can barely get one of my hosts to retweet something that we do. Meanwhile, Sam, who I said, we don't have a job for you, still sniffing around. Well, wait a minute. That's pretty good stuff.
Just persistent.
So we brought her in. We had a little chit-chat. So Sam, come to find out, has done, how many commercials have you shot? 1,000. More than 1,000 commercials
she's
done. She used to work for a media company here in Las Vegas, did a lot of the commercials that if you live in Las Vegas, there's a good chance you've seen some of her work. Great technical background, but the thing that we like about her is that she comes with a smile, she's got a great attitude, she's ready to work, And so we're real happy to have Sam Seegars as our new studio apprentice. And what's great is, you know, I created like a little list of things for her to do. She's got about 10 things to do on her list. And she's like, I can't wait to get at it. And she's already got one done. I saw that she sent one of her projects. Basically, we have how to be, you know, how to do Vegas Video Network stuff. Because ultimately, you know, her stretch goals are she should be able to run one of these shows on the TriCaster within a week. That's what I expect her to be able to do. And she's like, yeah, no sweat. And our hardest.
You've got a great teacher. Jacob's going to teach.
That's right. And Jacob basically is in charge of training. Exactly. So, and I had some other projects that are, you know, outside of the Vegas Video Network, specifically the more marketing or sales or other things. And she already knocked one of those out 20% faster than she, or actually 80% faster than she needed to.
Do you think she knows what she's getting into? Because you're a lot to handle.
Yeah, I know.
And you got Wayne over there and Jacob.
I think she's going to be okay. So we're real happy to have Sam joining us. Thanks for playing along with us. You're welcome.
Yay.
Oh, and she bought water today, too. So and Coke. But you can't beat that.
Did you get, I hope you got reimbursed out of the petty cash.
Well, she's going to be. She just walked in.
I'm just making sure. I'm just looking out for you.
Sam, would you like some macaroni and cheese? Very good. No, I really wish you would take that instead.
Tomahawk said no.
Understood. A quick real estate blip here. So we are interviewing somebody to be a host for Getting Real. And as you know, Bridget is no longer with the network, by the way. No harm, no foul. She did a great job. She was here for a better part of over a year. Never missed a show unless we kind of asked her to miss a show. A couple of vacations. But she did great work. It was a schedule issue for us. You know, we basically had her show.
Well, it's right in the middle of her time.
Yeah, and she was a trooper for the longest time, but we decided, you know, she's a realtor. She wanted to be able to do her thing.
Well, Friday afternoon, a lot of people will take Friday afternoon off to look at real estate.
Right.
So that would prevent her from going out with cancer.
And just, you know, and managing her children and all. So it was, she did a great job. Real proud to have her. But we're looking for a replacement now. We've started the interview process. I talked to a guy last week who I thought was interesting. He said something that I was kind of aware of, but was a little surprised by, and that was the number of houses being sold every month. If the number of houses that are in the MLS is X, and let's say X is 5,000 or 6,000 houses who are listed right now at any given time, X, and that includes foreclosures, short sales, and just regular sales. If the number is X, the number of houses that sell every month is X divided by 2. Half the houses, half the inventory right now is being sold every month, which is a huge number. To the point now where, you know, it used to be, you know, and it still is to some extent, houses are basically half price. 80% of homes here in the valley are underwater. Ours is underwater.
How many of those deals are all cash though?
Well, if you're looking at $100,000 or less, you're expected to do cash. If you're doing a condo, you're not going to get a loan for it. You're expected to do cash. But what he was telling me was that you now have to expect to have multiple offers on pretty much any deal you do, whether it's a short sale or a foreclosure or a regular house.
Really?
He told me a story where there was a short sale. It was available for 24 hours. He was one of 3 offers in 24 hours. And it's not uncommon now to actually pay above asking price. As a result, he said that new home sales are going back up.
Oh, that's good news.
It is. It's interesting. And I said, well, wait a minute. The new homes are never as good a deal as a resale homes, right? And he said, well, it's true, but it's a supply and demand play now. We're running out of resale homes, whether it's foreclosure or short sale or regular resale. So these new homes are going up.
What about, you know, I had heard that banks are only releasing so many short sales and foreclosures that they have. They're only releasing so many a month.
Right. There's a law, AB 284, I forget what it is, that's holding some of those back. Bridget actually predicted this, and this guy thought that was true.
Yeah, so I don't think that's
Is that the floodgate's going to open again. There's going to be more short sales. So it'll help that a little bit, but they basically said that, yeah, while that's going to help a little bit, still, we're going to see more new home sales. Now, Melissa and I bought a new home when we first moved here. And of course, the environment here is a lot different than it was back in 03 when we started looking and we took possession in 04. But there's two bits of information, advice I want to give folks when it comes to that. And the first is there's this thing called a SID, an S-I-D, which stands for, if I'm correct, Special Interest Development.
Improvement.
Special Improvement Development. What it is a huge pain in the ass, what it really is. What it really, really is that for certain neighborhoods, especially master plan communities like in Summerlin or Aliante, there's several other ones, they put on this financial burden on every house. For example, our SID, our total SID, is about $8,000.
That's for infrastructure.
It is.
Like the parks and the...
That's right.
The, you know, trails, walking trails.
That's right. That's right.
Things like that.
So you could argue that there's something to be said for that. However, you owe that money, just like you owe property taxes and anything else. If you sell that house, you have to tell somebody, well, the house costs X, and by the way, we have a balance of $7,000 in SIDs. Also, nowadays, you're going to see a lot of homes, new homes, there's actually a couple right by our house that have big signs that say, no SID. So people are stopping doing this.
Well, what has happened is a lot of people will pay that off. So they can sell that the SID is paid.
Right, and that's right. But there are also new constructions that just don't have that anymore.
Oh,
that
well,
it's just not you don't have to worry about it.
If it's a smaller master plan, they don't have to build that in.
Right.
But if it's a big, you know, master plan like Mountain's Edge.
Right. Or Aliante or Summerlin. So the first part is just be aware of that. If you're going to sell, you have to be aware of it. You have to get rid of it or acknowledge it. If you're going to buy, you want to be aware that that's an additional cost above, say, HOAs.
Yeah, you can negotiate that the seller pays it off.
Right. And so if we were going to sell our house, given the balance of that, would we pay that off ahead of time or would we, you know, deduct that? I don't know. You have to decide whether that's a good business decision or not. But it's something to consider. The second thing is, if you go to a new home construction, if you just walk right in, you sign your little sheet, and you're ready to go, you want to recognize that the people who are there represent the seller first. And then if you walk in and sign the sheet, now that person represents the seller and you, the buyer, which doesn't make much sense.
Unless you bring a realtor with you.
And that's my point. So what you want to do, if you go into a new construction, if you want to have somebody fight the fight for you, you want to bring a realtor in with you to sign at the first time you walk in there. I don't know if this is a law, but it's a rule that everybody plays by, realtors and everybody else. If you walk in there, sign up and go, I'm going to go get a realtor to represent me. Not going to happen if you've already signed up to that new construction. So we did this with the place that we ended up buying. We walked in. They told us that. We walked right back out again. Didn't sign anything. Didn't talk to anybody until we got our realtor involved. Then she came in with us. She was the realtor of record, basically. And that was important for us in our case because ended up back in 03, you know, there were lines. She had to get in line at 4 in the morning.
We didn't live here in town.
Right, so she literally got in line at 4 in the morning to get our particular house. So two things, watch out for SIDs. And the second thing, be sure to, if you're going to do a new home construction, have a realtor there out there fighting the fight for you as well. Would you agree?
Absolutely, I think those are great tips.
Okay, look at that. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to have a little bit more macaroni and cheese. And then we're going to talk a little bit about some groovy music things. This is the Vegas Video Network, Living in Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Al Mann. Is that how you get them to do that all the time? Just sit there and be an ass. Is that it? Hey, I'm Al. Hey, I'm Al Mancini at Top of the Food Chain. You are watching the Vegas Video Network. We got big forks, big spoons. I got a big mouth. I got no guests.
Welcome back, everybody, to Living in Las Vegas. I am Scott Whitney. This is Melissa Whitney over here. Look at her. She's so cute. I just want to squeeze your face. Hey, if you want to reach out to us, if you want to electronically squeeze Melissa's face, you can do so by sending an email to
on air. I don't want electronically squeezing anything on me.
Well, that is what you said last night. Okay. If you want to send us an email, you can do that at onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to be one of our friends, you want us to adopt you, boop, like our brother up here. Look at him. He's a good-looking man. He risked his life right in front of the Kremlin to do that,
Stuart. It's not the Kremlin.
Oh, I forgot to print out his email. What a dumbass. All right. Is there a over there? I think I printed that out. If you might want to get that, anybody. Anyways, if you want to be adopted, you'll send an email to friends@livinginlv.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, you know what kids used to do back in the day? They used to pick up a phone and do like an 800 number.
Please. Don't do that.
Nobody does that.
They text.
They have, well, or they have computers. And they go on our website and they look off to the right side. And you'll see a little red tab that says click us or send us a voicemail. And that little thing pops up. It's groovy. And then you start recording. And then you send us some stuff. And then we listen to you and go, God, that guy should be a singer. And then you get a record contract and you become rich and famous.
How many beers have you had?
Two. What does that have to do with anything? Sometimes people get rich and famous. It happens. Look at Jennifer Hudson. She got rich and famous because she didn't have anything to do with us. We have Twitter, Vegas Video, NTWRK. Sam follows us. So should you.
Well, she's a smart lady.
And, of course, we have the live chat, which is the grooviest thing. Of course, if you haven't seen us before, you can watch us on VegasVideoNetwork.com, iTunes, YouTube, Roku, and every night, KSHP 1400.
Not every night.
Every Friday night. Not every night. They asked me to do every night. I said, no, not so much. Okay, let's take it easy.
You don't want to be overexposed.
No, not here. On VVN2, right after the birth. Scott, overexposed. Brought to you by Pimpin' Wayne. There he is. Who had the coolest room, and were suspicious why he had such a nice room this weekend during March Madness. Is March Madness still on? It is, right?
That's going to go on for...
Ever.
Three more weeks?
Three more weeks.
Yeah. 64 teams. Then the next 2 days later went to 32, and now we're down to 16. A little bit of a break. It is college. You know, there are people got to take tests, study, graduate, things of that nature. Well, excuse me. And, 16 teams left. After this week, it'll be 8, and then they take it each week until finally you get to the championship game.
I think we're going to watch
it. Are you staying at the Strip this weekend then, too?
No, last weekend was enough.
Enough for who?
You're worn out, huh?
You know, you can only, it's great, it was a great staycation, but after a while, it's good to go home.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
And you know why he likes to go home?
Macaroni and cheese.
By Hannah.
Hannah, so sweet.
Thank you for bringing the macaroni and cheese.
Actually, I do, it is very good. I told her not to tell you.
That was good?
Yeah.
All right, well, it was good.
And I even was going to go back for seconds, but I didn't want to pick out on and not have other people have enough.
There's plenty. She brought,
You know what I like? Can I say something about it?
Yeah,
I like the curly Q noodles.
Is that what those are?
Yeah. They're not elbows. They're curly Q.
Yours are those shells.
Well, no.
Oh, I know what it is. I've got it. I know why the cheese doesn't
I only did the shells meet. One time.
No, I got it.
Usually you do elbows.
The cheese doesn't work with your because it's those shells, and the little shells go, get away. Get away from me, cheese. I can't have you on me. You are bad cheese. But I'm American cheese. I don't care. Oh, it does not matter. Get away from me. That was my French accent. Okay. You look shocked by this whole conversation.
The question I asked was, how many beers did you have? Did you have other cocktails?
Nope. I had two beers. I've had a beer and a half.
So this is mostly just
me.
All natural.
Feeling pretty good. I took a couple Xanax. I'm kidding. I did. No. Hey, let's talk about what the cool kids do. We got nothing.
Is it going to involve macaroni and cheese?
I got nothing. No, there's a couple of these, I guess you call them kind of homegrown concerts. And art things going on this week.
I thought you were
going
to say homegrown something else.
Marijuana, that kind of stuff.
I didn't know where you were going.
That often happens with us.
No, in Vegas, there's a lot of
homegrown drugs
here. Really? Yeah.
I don't want to hear that. Anyways, a couple things. We're just going to touch upon it real quickly. But I think, excuse me. Oh my God, it was two beers. That's pretty neat. Two of these events that caught my eye the last couple of days that I thought we should just talk about briefly. I don't know a lot about them. But I like the concept behind them. The first one is called Neon Reverb. And this is the website here for it. And what it is this, it's this, that was the, there it is. There it is, Neon Reverb. And what it basically is a an event, multi-day event. You can see March 20th through the 25th. And what you're going to see are bands and movies and poetry and comedy and painting. And so we're seeing this resurrection of the art community in Las Vegas. You know, you could argue that probably First Friday was, I don't know, maybe the father of that idea. And for a while, we used to love First Friday. Then we stopped loving First Friday. It got a little bit too much of the black mascara and the skinny black jeans. And we get it. You're miserable. Your mom hates you. I get it. And then that kind of actually it stopped.
Well, I tried to go to the most recent one.
Right.
And couldn't find a parking place. It was so packed.
Well, they've changed.
I drove around for a half an hour looking for a parking place.
You were not very happy about that, as I recall.
I wasn't, but it's kind of my own fault because later I looked up to find out, and that you can park downtown at some of the casinos. They have a bus that come by there.
So
that's my own fault.
It's getting better. They had a big Burning Man thing last week.
Burning Woman,
which I got to tell you,
Lucky Lucy.
I felt like they were kind of. I think they could have done better. Had a huge crowd, monstrous bunch of people there. But it seemed a little lazy to me, to be honest with you. Nonetheless, thank you.
That was smooth.
That was a Black Phantom. Sending me content.
That was really ninja-like, I'd say.
So we've seen it, and there's some Zappos guys who've taken over First Friday, and it looks pretty interesting. And we meant to go last week, or last year, or last month, or whatever the hell it was, and I was busy, and you couldn't find a parking place. And the month before that, we were going to go, but we got in a big fight, and we were driving there, and we drove back because we were like in a big fight, and then she went off that. You ate by yourself at an Italian restaurant, and I had a hot dog that I made in a microwave by myself, dipped it in ketchup, and I'm like,
hey,
I was right. So that went well.
You were right, but I was satisfied.
You were. Don't think I ever heard that before. kind of bringing the show down a little bit. You were right, but I was satisfied. That's our new tagline. Living in Las Vegas, where you're right, she's satisfied.
I made a friend, even.
Oh, and I don't even know what that means. that could go sideways on so many ways. Wait, what kind of friend?
I told you there was a woman sitting at
a woman bar. Friend.
I told you, VVN she's really too. Interesting.
I'm telling you. We're making okay money now. We're going to make a lot of money in VBN2. What are we going to call your show? Go to Hell, Scott. that's what I'm getting. Anyways, I'm going to have Wayne look at the website here. He's going to kind of give you some of the ideas of what's available for this the Neon Reverb thing. Here's the website once again. And you can see we've got, I can't really read that. So Wayne, why don't you tell us what you got going there?
Yeah, there's several events or several components to it. The first being obviously music.
If you scroll down that way, do you get to see? There mm-hmm. you go. Does it show the venues? I can't see that from here.
It does. The LVCS, which is on Fremont Street. The Beauty Bar on Fremont Street. Artifice on First Street. The Bunkhouse Saloon the next day on 11th Street. So everything in that general area.
Is each one of those a different band playing, or is that just a different venue?
They're all different bands.
Okay.
They're all different bands. So just to give you an example, on Wednesday at Beauty Bar, you can hear The Coup, The Trophy Fire, and White Orange. While at Artifice, you've got Stynomite, Wazoo, and Sistas from Another Mista.
Yo. I like
yo,
that.
Yo,
yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. So
that's
besides
cool.
bands, they've also got movies, as I understand.
Yes. There
like
is
indie
a
film?
Neon Reverb Film yeah. Festival. And then here's the film schedule for that. The admission, pretty good. It's $5 based on what session you want to go to.
So one of the things that this reminds me of, and we covered this, it's probably a couple months ago now, is this thing called Raw Vegas. It's run by a friend of ours, a gal named Amber, who, a hustler, man. She's out there, you know, kissing babies and shaking hands. Making stuff happen. This thing used to be run every month.
Maybe she'll kiss Christina's baby.
Well, there you go. Well, she can. Christina's like, I'm not going to let somebody named Amber kiss my baby. I'm still negotiating the deal for Vivian, too. How can I have somebody go around kissing my baby? What's going on here? So this Raw Vegas thing started off at Tommy Rocker's. That's where we saw it. And it has artists, you know, painting artists,
yeah,
photography artists.
Yeah, you got that
artists.
Drawing back there.
Right. As a matter of fact, the drawing we have back there of a guy holding a guitar, it's actually Les Paul holding a Les Paul, was bought at this thing. And so it reminds me of that. It's got that kind of art. It's got fashion.
We
got
support
makeup.
The community.
We do. So you're seeing this really cool group of people who are getting together and just making stuff happen.
And they have different artists at Raw, usually each,
right. And
each
they
month.
Can't, and they can't repeat is the other thing.
Yeah.
So it's so you know, if you're a musician, actually one of the bands that we saw, yeah, that was our show that we talked about. It was at episode 126. We actually saw a band there who, jeez, I just forgot their name. Such a good band. And I'm like, wow, these guys are catchy. Coming to find out the guitar player is a Guitar Institute of Technology student. I'm like, that guy's playing some chords that you wouldn't normally see in a 1-4-5 kind of, well, that's why. Anyways, great stuff. So this Neon Reverb is very much like that. So they got the bands, they got the movies, they got poetry, they got comedy. And they've got some painting stuff. Or painting slam? What was that, Wayne?
Let's take two on that. We've got a painter and poetry slam.
There it is.
That is going to be, Painters and Poets Jam.
Damn.
The Neon Reverb Edition. 7 to 10, Bar and Bistro. That is free. The description makes it seem like an open mic event. For just anybody, poetry, spoken word, and music.
Yeah, another.
So
good
do you think someone's up there doing their poetry and someone's next to them painting?
Could be.
No, I think what they're calling it, painters, more like a visual type of, you know, like you would call a musician an artist, even though they're not really painting. I think that's, even though they call it the Painters and Poets Jam, it says... anybody that wants to explore poetry, spoken word, and music. So I think they're just saying when you combine those elements together, becomes...
And this is all primarily downtown, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
the theater events are at the Sci-Fi Theater and Theater 7, which are listed on Fremont and 11th Street.
Yep.
All the concerts, Fremont, Fremont 11th, and 2nd Street.
Yeah, another good example of, you know, the resurrection of downtown, man. They're hustling down there. God bless Oscar for...
There's a movie theater down there?
Apparently. There's also a performance theater. It's like a play theater that I've seen before. I've seen them advertised like...
Yeah, there's like a Las Vegas.
Yeah, the theater's
theater house.
Right.
Sci-Fi Center on Karen Avenue and Theater 7 on 3rd Street, which they claim are in the Arts District.
There you go. And then the other one I want to talk about is a concert this weekend called The Pastel Project. And this is just next door over at the Royal House. And this is their website. It's a two-day event, Friday and Saturday. And as you can see, the Wigs, even I, an old guy, have heard of the Wigs. Several different venues. They've got a main stage. They have a VIP stage. It's all over at the Royal House. So they're building a stage out there. I think they're going to have another stage at the inside, probably at their lounge on the inside. And the ticket prices, actually, we didn't talk about the pricing for the Neon Reverb thing. Do we have that, Wayne?
Yeah, Neon Reverb, different events. It varies. For example, the film festival, you can see right here, is $5. We'll get you in for that on the different days.
How about the bands, the music?
The Painter and Poet Jam. Didn't list a price, that looked to be free. As far as the bands go, costs $15 cover at the Doors on some, $5 and $6 on the others.
Okay.
So nothing over $20.
Good. And for the Pastel Project, again, over at the Royal House, this is more of kind of the standard concert-y thing, multiple bands, sing, you know, the main stage, I think what they call a VIP stage. I saw the layout. They had some VIP, I wouldn't call them booths, but, you know, tents.
Seating?
Yeah, tents, plus, you know, general seating. Why don't you show the pricing on those, Wayne?
Yeah, that's going to run you a little bit more. For the Pastel Project, you're looking you know, anywhere. $59 is the cheapest. That's Friday only. $79 for the Saturday. You get a discount on the whole weekend at $119. But if you want to be in the Cool Kids Country Club All Access, that can run you in upwards of $150.
All right, I've seen these guys advertise on Groupon. So if you are a Groupon guy or gal, you might want to go check that out and see if you can get a special deal on the Pastel Project stuff over at the
Groupon. And I think Raw's going to be over there.
That's right. The Raw Vegas folks are also this Thursday going to be over at the Royal House as well. I might stop by and say hello.
Yeah, I think that's interesting.
So that's, you know, good, some good art, some good music, some good stuff. And if you're young, we're too old to go to that stuff. We really are. But you know,
we show up and they think somebody's mom and
mom's
dad.
In trouble. Hide the
showed
dope. But we actually had a good time at Raw, and these guys are doing some good stuff. So I'd recommend that you guys, somebody go, somebody young go and tell us how it goes.
Yeah.
We're too old. You know what we're going to do next, though?
Email?
Listener email. It's important to be humble during the break. And one of the team, I mentioned him briefly, made it a point to tell me that I'm a loser for not printing out my email.
Oh, God, you're so sensitive.
So, Wayne, thanks for that.
Always the whipping boy.
Always the whipping boy. Anyways, this is the part of the big show where you can send us an email. What do you send that email to? Well, you can send it to onairq@livinginlv.com. And if it's a boy who sends it in, or a male, that with, I always get this wrong. Is it a Y chromosome or just the X? Nobody cares. Y is male? If it's a Y chromosome, then I read it. If it's the stronger sex, Melissa reads it. Yeah. Now I'm going to get lucky. You're going to let me in the house. Okay. This is
we'll see.
Yeah, maybe not. This is from Camera 4. It's from Stuart. Look at that. He wrote this. First of all, hi, Pop Pop and Mimi.
He's so cute.
Now, but he also, I got to show you this. Hold on.
Although we
camera
watched
it. Camera 4. He also did it in, you can't see that. What the hell's wrong with me? Hold on, wait a minute. See, it's also in Russian.
Oh, Jesus.
What? Come on, we have an international audience here.
That's amazing.
Okay. It's your long lost adopted son, and he wrote it in Russian. Stuart, I'm really wishing I were in Vegas right now. This morning it was minus 30 degrees in Moscow. It's minus 22 degrees.
Oh, my God.
The audience is like, what? That seems cold. At these temperatures, we could go skating on the Whitney Villa pool. We've seen ice on the Whitney Villa pool.
Not thick enough to skate on.
Well, no. That's true. If I can brave the outside for more than a few seconds, I'll send you a photo. I will be visiting Vegas in late April, early May, cool. If I survive the rest of the winter. So hope to come and watch a show or two and bring you some nice Russian goodies.
Aww.
That was the, my God, it's the live studio
family
audience
reunion.
Deciding that they should have their own show. In the middle of the show,
who else is coming?
My daughter just barks out.
Ah!
Hey, we're just going to wait a minute and let you guys finish it up.
Well, Christina and I always do this. This is our thing. So Bob Scott is going to be here too.
Okay, I'll alert the press. Wayne and Bob Scott and Christina Hell, we're going to have a big family reunion. Going to be good. And Kendall, who is probably not going to be here then.
She's funny.
Okay, I've only seen Vegas as a visitor, so pretty much stayed on the Strip. I keep hearing mention of all the districts in Vegas, but can't really picture them. Is there a center to Vegas off Strip, or lots of different centers, each with their own character? Is there anywhere you would recommend a frequent Vegas visitor should visit and would give them a sense of what Vegas residents see? Do you have any real shopping centers with goods that people can actually afford? I've got a story about a $4.32 Coke in a minute. I love exploring cities, but never have known where to start in Vegas. Also, I know that you're on a diet. That was uncalled for, Stuart. How do I put his picture down? Hold on. Bad Stuart. I'm not going to be spoken to that way. Nice shot. Well played. But I'm looking for a review you have or know of Oscars at the Plaza. I'm intrigued about whether this place should be added to our list to avoid it. I have dreamed of buying somewhere in Vegas for more frequent visits. Not sure the ins and outs of buying as a non-U.S. citizen. Any pointers for where we can go for more information? So a lot of stuff going on there. Now, let's talk about places other than the Strip. You know, funny thing is, most people who live in Las Vegas, most people don't come to the Strip. They abhor the Strip. They think it's a bad place. However, there are a lot of, if you're talking about centers, I'm going to assume shopping center kind of things. Wouldn't you assume that? Maybe places where people hang out.
No, I
maybe
think he means centers like.
Or do you think they mean neighborhoods? Well, yeah. So if it's neighborhoods, there's the Aliante area, there's the Summerlin area, there's the Anthem area, there's the Henderson, there's Mountain's Edge, and.
But if you had to pick one, if you were saying, okay, you're coming as a visitor, and you want to stay off Strip. And you want to feel for what living in Vegas is like, you should stay where?
In a casino?
Maybe not.
Well, I'd probably do Summerlin.
And why would you pick Summerlin?
Well, it's the most established. There's the most people there. It has the most options for both entertainment, food, drink, shopping, all that kind of stuff. It just added Tivoli, whatever you call that place, Tivoli Center Village. Which is kind of nice.
I would also pick Summerlin because they can get out and do other things here, like
Red Rock,
yeah, and they can do some. Right. And there's shopping there.
Right. You know? So if I were to pick one, I'd go to Summerlin. But there's all kinds of neat places. I mean, for instance, a lot of us will go down.
Because they can go to Boca Park. That's the shopping area in Summerlin.
Right, right. There's some nice restaurants there. There's the greatest wine store ever there, and.
Total Wine,
and they've got some nice restaurants, and Total Wine, and they've got.
I think he'd really like going to Total Wine.
I think he would, or Total Vodka, Russia. They have vodka. We've been there. So there, I like from a mixed use place. I really like what's that place down there? Town Square. I'm a real big fan of Town Square. There's a lot of turnover in some of the bars.
There's
there.
Not really anywhere to stay.
Well, no, there's not. But I'm just saying, just to kind of hang out and eat, drink, be merry. I like that. But yeah, Summerlin, if you're going to actually stay. Wayne, I think we've got somebody in the live chat.
Yeah, Doug in Las Vegas, and I have to support this also, would recommend Green Valley. We're the Summerlin of the Southeast. We have retail, shopping, and our own Total Wine.
Yeah, Wayne? There is actually a lot going on over there. They have a cute little shopping area. They got the Green Valley Ranch, and what do they call the other side?
The District.
Yeah, and the district, and then the side where the Cheesecake Factory is.
That's still the District.
Still the District.
And Wayne,
they got
where
like
do you
a
live?
West Elm over there. And
where do you live, Wayne?
Green Valley.
Okay, good. Attaboy. Chamber of Commerce.
No, I agree. I agree with you, though. I think staying over there is another good option.
Well, as a matter of fact,
there's the Green Valley Ranch.
What's that hotel there?
Green Valley Ranch Resort Spa and Casino.
Boop. Look at that. So you could stay at the Green Valley Ranch Resort and Casino.
Resort Spa.
I've never gone to their spa, but I hear it's good. Oh. Mm.
Oh, inside scoop.
So you could go, you could get a massage, you could go shopping, hang out with the locals.
So there's
What's
a lot of
not
places to
go. Love
Plus,
about
I would
Green
go downtown,
Valley.
Especially if you're, if it's, oh, I tell you what, you didn't really ask this, but if you come April, May, ooh, is that baseball season? Are we in baseball season, April, May? All right. Go see the 51s, man.
On Thursdays.
Is that $1 beer day?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But the beer's about this big, and you get in a line about 500 people for a beer that big. I'd rather eat dirt. Give me a big beer. Give me a big
I always get
dirt.
The icy there.
You do, with a little bit of, zippity-zop-zop.
No, I've never had the zippity-zop-zop.
Oh, that wasn't,
I always talk that I'm going to get it. I talk a lot of smack, but I've never had the vodka. I have to keep up with you.
All right, whatever you say. Don't hurt me anymore. See that. So Summerlin we like. Green Valley we like. The Boca Park stuff we like. We like the 51s if it's baseball season. I would say go down. If you like art, go downtown. It's also a good Mexican restaurant down there.
Do you want to respond to him about Oscars?
Yeah, we talked about it last week. We gave it a, it's all right. Fine.
The there were some really great things about it and some things they could keep working on.
What was your best part of Oscar?
Well, I think the view is awesome. And they've done a really great job remodeling
it. Oh, the macaroni and cheese was very good.
It was very good.
Come to find out. It was great macaroni and cheese. The asparagus was not great. The pork chops,
I'm going to stick needles in my eyeballs.
And why? Because macaroni and cheese? Yours is the best ever. I'm just teasing. I couldn't tease if it wasn't the best. Could you make some tonight?
Uh-uh. I'm not making anything tonight.
You're good.
It's fish fillet for you.
Well, okay. I've had a few fish fillets. and then we couldn't tell you anything about buying from some of our best friends who like to live here and buy a house.
Well, they can call Bridget.
Call Bridget. Give her a call.
Well, you can connect him if he's interested.
Yeah. Ping me. I'll send you her email address, and we'll do that for you, too. And that's it. Thank you very much to Stuart for that email. We're going to take one more break, and we're going to bring on a special guest. Look at her. She's thrilled. We'll be right back. Living in Las Vegas. Vegas Video Network.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
I wish you could really see what's going on here. Big conversation in the live studio audience. We've got cameramen running around doing stuff. Just the spirit of a person just went rushing by us and sitting. By the way, I just want you to see this. Can you see that? Oh, my God. I have those same boots.
Those are super cute. Scott actually told me about these
boots.
They
were some rock and roll boots.
You can imagine Scott coming home and saying,
talking boots.
Talking about boots.
And look, there she is right now. Ladies and gentlemen, big hand. Are you ready? Cheryl Singular Kuhn.
Yay!
Singular because we were talking a little bit about it, and I said, Cheryl Kuhn, and she said, it's singular.
It's only one of me.
I said, what, Cheryl Singular? I thought, I didn't know. So here's what happened. This week, as we know, Melissa was feeling a little under the weather.
I was puny.
Puny. And I had, on Thursday, house seats had come by with tickets to see Chaz Palminteri. Thank you. And I'm like, Now, normally I pick up the phone because I'm a good husband. I go, honey, would you like to go see Chaz? Or would you like to go see Blue Man Group? Or would you like to go see whoever?
Normally we chit-chat.
Right, I get your permission because, I've been taught the right way to behave.
And you are a good learner, quick learner.
I am smart, if nothing else. But I decided, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be my own man. So I thought, I'm like, I'm ordering tickets, baby, 4 tickets. Here we go. I order them. And then I say, Melissa, what do you think about going to see Chaz? And she said, and so she said, well, I'll get better. This was, like I said, Thursday. Might have been Wednesday. I was hopeful. And so she worked hard to get better.
It's St. Patrick's Day, for God's sake.
It was, it was a big day. Saturday, big day. Big day for green.
Did you wear green?
I don't own anything green.
Did you not wear anything green on Saturday?
I didn't.
What kind of game are we playing here?
You missed out.
You didn't even pinch her? You're supposed to pinch someone if they don't wear green.
He was distracted by the
boots. I was distracted by the boots.
I get it. I'm distracted by the boots.
So.
Touch them. Brown.
Okay. Vivian 2. Come now.
You didn't know Cheryl and I were that good of friends.
I need a tagline for Vivian 2. Muy pronto here.
Give me 30 seconds.
All right, cool. So I'm like, does anybody want to go? Anybody want to go? And Melissa says, I think Cheryl might want to go. Cheryl. Well, I love Cheryl.
You're usually game.
She's a good kid. She's a good kid. So Cheryl was like, yeah, we'll go. So Cheryl went and saw the Chaz.
She was your date. What'd you say? You called it something. Not a Melissa replacement, but a...
Probably a pity thing.
No. It was like Melissa replacement.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa stand-in.
So Cheryl was Melissa stand-in.
He called me his adopted daughter.
Right.
Oh.
Well, it was really sweet as she made me some macaroni and cheese before she... That's not right. She kicked me with those boots because of that joke. So we met at the, first of all, Chaz is doing this one-man show called The Bronx Tale, or A Bronx Tale. Let's call it Bronx Tale. And it started off as a one-man show on Broadway, ended up being a movie that stars Chaz and Robert De Niro and a bunch of other people, directed by Robert De Niro. It's a great movie. You should see it. But one-man show. Now, he's been here before. Of course, we're a big fan of Chaz. He's on every one of our shows, every one of Pub Crawl. And so I thought, well, we should go see that. And so we met at Mirage. It has played before at Venetian.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's where, as a matter of fact, if you look at that video of him in the beginning, he's standing in front of the Venetian.
Right.
That's why. Why? Because he performed there.
Interesting. So that makes sense.
It does. But this was at the Terry Fader Theater at the Mirage. It's a great theater to see stuff. You know, it's big, good size, but not so big you can't see what's going on.
They serve drinks as big as your head there.
Surprisingly enough, they do.
They're like the, you almost need two hands. They need handles on each side to carry them.
Cheryl laughs because we wrestled one of those a little bit later on. So we met at the bar. Melissa had a great idea. She said, meet at the Kokomo's Bar. So Kokomo's is a nice little restaurant there at Mirage. Just outside is a bar.
Yeah, you're out running around. I'm on the couch. I am so dead on Saturday night. I'm like,
go. Get out.
Just
don't ever come back. Yeah. So I went to the bar. I got there a little before. Now, usually, Cheryl, God bless her heart, is usually a little tardy.
Did you know that?
Did I know it?
He's been warned.
How could I not know it?
Well, I thought that I might warn you, but then I thought, no,
If you ever feel like you're going to die, for instance, we know somebody who works 911. And
I'm always tired.
Here's, you know, bad, nasty death things. If I were that 911 person, I'd say, I wish you were Cheryl because you at least have another 30 minutes to live. Because it takes you that long before anybody shows up. Cheryl time.
Oh, what? Cheryl time. Hammer time, Cheryl.
I have to go to the bathroom. No, you're Cheryl. Oh, I got 30 more minutes. That's how Cheryl works. Anyway, so I get to the bar and I thought, okay, pace myself.
Did you hear me in your ear?
Yeah.
This could be all these cops out.
No, what you said was, I don't want you to get too dressed up.
Like, oh, I didn't say that. I was
I'm 51
don't
years
up.
Old. Nothing's going to happen.
Don't look too cute.
Right.
See, I'm not worth it.
What did you say? What did she say?
Not worth it.
She said, I'm not worth it. And I actually didn't mean that. I've had all the other, you know.
Riding a horse, apparently.
The hooker?
Damn it.
The
yes.
Bar, while he was waiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I'm at the bar, pacing myself, and I order a Diet Coke, and it was $4.32 for a Diet Coke. God, I wonder why locals...
I wonder if you said, I'm the designated driver, if they would have given it to you free.
Maybe, but I wonder why locals don't come down to the Strip. Well, here's why. $4.32 for a Diet Coke. Anyways, Cheryl comes up, and she texted me. I'm parking. I'm like, okay, 24 minutes. We've got a little bit of time. I could have a cup. The next thing you know, tap, 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 boom, she's right there.
Like magic.
The Phantom. It's pretty exciting. So we go, we get a table off there, and she, now you ordered.
Did you meet at Kokomo's?
Yeah, at the, do you not listen to the show? Like right now?
I'm sorry.
Because I just said, the bar outside of Kokomo's.
I'm distracted by her boots.
It's the boots.
Okay. I just kind of do.
Why don't you just touch them? Get it over
with. But I'm curious about the leather. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Vivienne too.
I couldn't get my.
We deliver.
I couldn't
That's
get my.
Good.
Vivienne
too. Slouchy, can fit everything in
It's
there.
All about
Jeans.
The boots.
Yeah, they're cute.
Vivienne too. Please, God, shoot me now.
You know, I
but
have
if
a
if I were
shoe
Cheryl and I got shot, I'd live for another 30 minutes. So we went. We had a little table there, and they had a St. Patrick's Day bar thing
going.
Were
they giving away beads and hats?
No,
and
no, no. They weren't doing
festive.
That.
But like
they
glasses.
They had, for instance, they had a Bloody Mary, but it wasn't a Bloody Mary. It was Bloody Mary mixed with whiskey and was it beer?
Yes.
It was beer.
Oh, did you have
Guinness.
One?
Oh, hell no.
You didn't,
oh, no.
You didn't think you
Guinness,
should try it?
Guinness.
They're usually
whiskey.
Game to try anything.
What part of that sounds good?
Yeah, the Guinness.
Well, it sounded good, but it might be good. And like it's St. Patrick's Day, don't you think you should have tried one?
It was funny because the waitress is like, I only work, she told us three times, I only work one day a week. And I don't know what that's all about.
That's
of course
so
we don't. Nobody would buy that.
Why would she say that?
Because she only works one day a week.
Oh, why would you say I only work one day a week? How would that come up?
Well, I asked her if she had a recommendation. They had this nice cocktail list. I like to try, you know, the house specialties.
Right.
But you decided not to try the house specialty that night.
Well, I'm not stupid.
Okay.
Well, not if it's you know, it's beer,
you're
whiskey,
selective.
And tomato juice. I mean, it sounded
maybe
horrible.
It was lovely.
Yeah,
so I picked
maybe.
Something.
Right. Maybe monkeys will fly out of my butt.
So instead of making a recommendation, she says,
well,
why only work one
day? There was more menu items, one of which is what you had, which was a...
Sidecar,
which is a classic cocktail. And you liked it.
I loved it.
You loved it.
Have you ever had one?
I don't think so. And it was a special twist on it.
Right,
it was an
Irish,
Scottish.
It had leprechaun juice in there or what?
That sounds dirty.
Oh.
That was good, though. And then, okay, how much was, everybody remember how much was my Diet Coke? $4.32, good. And then, on the menu, I could have a beer. Which beer? Any beer. Any beer on the menu, and a shot for $8. So I did. I had a beer, any beer.
Because you were being thrifty.
Heineken. And I had my shot. Now, I'm not a big shot drinker.
No,
as anybody who's watched this network before, I've tried shots before. Hasn't gone well. So I had my shot, and we left it there, and I drank my beer, and then I had a little sip of my shot. Did you have some of my shot? No, you didn't. Oh, my God.
We got a lot of stout people here. Good job, Sam.
Did I tell you about Sam? Sam's pretty groovy. Okay. How do you turn a negative into a positive? You take a $4, let's call it a $10 glass of Diet Coke.
And a $10 glass of Diet Coke.
Rounding up. And you take the shot, and what do? Well, you pour it in. And all of a sudden, it wasn't so bad.
It turned your frown upside down?
My frown upside down. So then we went and saw Chaz. And we headed over to Chaz. I'm like, okay, we're having some fun. Let's get in line, get our drink before we go see Chaz. And I'm in line, and I'm like, hey, look at all, they had some really cool, the sea and the, you know, the mafia guy, or I don't know what the drink, do you remember the names of the drinks? Hell, I don't remember.
Oh, they had like themed drinks, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It was cute. And like you said, they had the regular drink, which is about that big, and then they had the 32-ounce
the
drink,
big boy.
About that big, and see, oh, Cheryl played me like a little, she played me a little bit. She's like, oh, that's a pretty good deal. And I'm like, okay, Cheryl and I are going to have a couple, we're going to have some fun. Okay. So I got up there and said, all right, I'm going to have me and Captain and Diet the big old 32 outs. Cheryl, time later. Done. Cheryl's like, I have one of those little drinks. I'm like, wait a minute. So I had my 32 ounces of Captain and Diet in my big boy cup. Fuck up the Chaz. We get there, we get in our seats, and who's there but Doug and August, who are longtime fans of the Vegas Video Network.
In the same row?
Row behind us. Yeah. Row behind us. Doug was wearing a tie, looked quite nice, very dapper. Uh-huh. And the first thing he said was, the only reason why I'm watching this show is because of the Vegas Video Network. Because I saw Chaz on your network.
Oh, yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, so we are responsible for four seats.
Four seats.
We pretty much did that. Wait a minute. This just in. Six seats because of the Vegas video. We just doubled. Oh, no. 50%. You're a statistician. 50% better. Six people because of the Vegas Video Network. What? Is that the Mirage on the phone right now? I don't blame them. Anyways. So I had my big boy cup, and Cheryl had her human-sized cup, and we started watching the show.
Were you excited to see it?
Not really.
I was excited to see a live show.
Yeah.
I don't see many. You know, Vegas has all these amazing performers here, and I never go out. I'm lame. I stay in Summerlin. We have so much going on there. Why would I go to the
Strip? It's very happening night scene in Summerlin.
So did you know who he was?
I knew who he was because of your commercial.
Is the MGM listening? Is anybody there? Is anybody listening to me? Okay, so you didn't know the show.
You didn't know the movie.
Nope. No, you hadn't seen The Bronx Tale.
Mm-mm.
So she knew nothing about it.
She was going in cold.
I was.
Going in cold.
A little warmed up by the alcohol.
Well, not really. I, of course, was getting warmed up. So the show starts. Now, this is a one-man show.
How are your seats?
How would you describe the seats?
All the seats were good there.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think there's a bad seat in the house.
No, we've been
were
there.
We pretty close, though, or were you more in the back?
You know you where never we know. Were? The same place we've been before with house seats, which is kind of in the back, the far, you know, the left side as you're looking at the stage. Stage right, seat left.
Yeah.
So it's back, I don't know, maybe 20 from the rear. But the whole theater isn't very big, so it's really not a bad seat.
All right, so you're happy.
They didn't use the big, you know, screens on the side like they do for the Terry Fader show.
Oh, they didn't?
They didn't. I thought they might, but I understood why they didn't. You know, there's a certain vibe with this one-man show. I mean, you know, what was the set pieces? Do you remember the set pieces?
The street sign.
Right.
The steps.
That's it.
And then I think the bar.
The bar name. And that's it. So it's just, you know, some steps that were the steps he sat on as a kid, the street sign, which had a couple important parts in the show, and a bar where one of the main characters hung out. And that was it. So it was literally a one-man show where Chaz played all the parts himself. And it was kind of interesting. So, the lights get down. And so I'm listening because, you know, Cheryl's young.
What are you listening for?
It's impressionable, apparently.
I want to see if Cheryl's going to get it. You know, I don't mean like in a bad way.
Are you thinking she's going to speak out loud?
No, I think she's going to go, says you suck. No, I thought, I was wondering if she would like the show, right? Because, you know, okay. I mean, I knew the show ahead of time. I loved the movie. So I was just looking forward to some of these like critical lines that, you know, have been done a thousand times. And she's younger. I thought maybe she'd get it or she wouldn't. And so I'm listening. You know, here comes the first laugh. I laughed. Didn't hear anything. I'm like, oh, crap. This is not going to be good.
Do you remember this?
No, she doesn't.
Cheryl?
Know this.
I didn't know he was paying attention to me.
Okay.
But then there is a part. I don't even know what part it was. It's beginning, maybe 5 minutes into it. I hear what could only be described as a Cheryl chuckle. A little Cheryl chuckle.
It's a little evil.
Oh.
She's got kind of, you got kind of, you have, there's a little evil in your chuckle, actually.
And it got better and better. And better and better. And she's like, hey, you know what? I'll share that drink with you. I'm like, okay, sounds good. So now I'll have a little.
Did you?
She did. Did you tell me that or not? Yes. Yes, you did.
Yes. He did not drink that entire thing by himself.
Okay.
No, I didn't think I was going to have to. I thought I was going to share it. So what happens with me? Because I have the bladder the size of a pea. And I am Dr. Seuss.
It's a pea.
So I've got my big boy drink, and I'm like, Chaz is doing it. And he's like, this is pretty good life here. It's a good drink. And Cheryl's laughing, so I worry about her. I got people behind me, you know me. Good drink, all right. Oh, shoot. Damn it.
Sucks getting older.
And, like right now,
really
I could
happened.
Pee right now if I had to.
I didn't think that happened to
me. Right now.
I didn't think that happened to men.
If I had to.
You might not be the only one.
Right now, if somebody said, Scott, time for our year analysis, I'm like, oh, I'm ready to go. Let's go right now. And pretty much from the very beginning of that show. See, I got to learn not to even drink anything before a show. I had a drink before.
You're like a freaking old person.
Like a woman is what it's like. So I'm walking in there. I'm like, oh, God, I got to pee. All right, no. I'm all right. I got my big boy drink, but I'm going to share it with Cheryl because she said she'd share that with me. All right. Okay. Oh, I don't know. I'm about 10 minutes in. And I'm like, oh.
Really? You're only 10 minutes in?
Like every show. LaRev, the one that the bird pooped on your head. That whole show I had to pee. That entire show. How was LaRev? I'll tell you how LaRev was. It was too damn long. Why? It was only about 9. I don't care if it was 10 minutes. I had to pee the whole time and a bird pooped on Melissa's head. How is that a great show for me? Right. So the beginning. So I'm watching this. I'm watching Chaz and I'm
are you getting
going,
a shaky leg?
Well, it wasn't that bad. I'm like,
We're right in the middle. Right in the center.
I got people on both sides of me. So I can't, and I got, you know, people from behind me who know me. I'm like, okay, well, this is great. Here it is. I got my big board drink.
Wait, was it so bad that you were losing concentration?
Well, so here was the great part about having to pee at the Bronx Tale. I've already seen the movie. So I kind of knew where the movie was going. I'm like, oh, wait, this might be a slow part. Okay. Excuse me. So I went through there. I'm like, okay, that's the tip. What do you mean? That's the note. That's the clue to Cheryl. Okay. It's okay to have some of the big boy drink now. Okay.
So you thought when you were gone, she
would know. Okay,
down.
Now I'm allowed to have a little bit. That's the invitation. You know how much she had?
None.
Not one drink.
I was too intrigued by the show.
Yeah. So I had this big. I came out of there with a half of these things because when I came back, I was so terrified of having to pee again during the show that I just basically left it sit there. And I'm against that in many, many ways.
Maybe you need to go see a doctor.
Oh, that's fun.
You know that commercial where they show the people with the plumbing?
That'll be on DVD too as well.
And you know what commercial I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, how is the show?
What'd you think of the show, Cheryl? There you go. Because you're a completely newbie green. You went into it knowing nothing. And what'd you think?
BBN2, After Dark. Well played. That's very well done. I'm going to have to let you people go.
You're so smart. That was really good.
Good God. That was nicely done.
That was good.
So, what did you think about the show?
I loved it.
It was pretty fun.
I was so impressed that one guy could hold the stage for an hour and a half.
Yeah, by himself.
Play all these different characters.
No breaks.
At the end.
Oh, no breaks.
Mm-mm. My voice couldn't hold out that long. I mean, he's professional and he's really, really good at what he does.
He's funny.
Was it easy transitioning like between characters?
Yes.
Yeah.
And how was that seamless?
It was seamless. He really built it up. It started out slow.
He kind of established,
here are all the people I'm going to play.
Yep.
And then by the end of the show, I thought I was watching a movie.
It was fun.
I was completely engrossed in it.
And there is something to be said, don't you think? It'd be cool if you see the movie so you can compare and contrast. But there's something to be said for watching a guy work his art. This is how this piece started, was a one-man show.
Right.
So he's been doing this for, I don't know, 30 years or whatever. But it's fun to watch a guy who just has a staircase, you know, a sign, and a street corner sign thing, and he's just off and going.
And you're captivated.
Yeah, and is he doing, like, girl voices and stuff? No. They're, like, you know, different versions of the Italian kind of mafioso kind of voices, but they all have their different things, their different names, and there's slight tenor differences and timbre. But it's just fun.
Well, how would you describe it? If you had to summarize it, what would you say? If you were describing it to me, what would you say?
Fantastic. It was great. It was so not Vegas. I love the juxtaposition of going to a Vegas show
and
it being one guy on a stage with three props.
Right, right.
That's so cool.
So I should go see it if it comes around again?
Yeah, I'll go with
you. And I think it is.
Oh, really? You'd go see it again?
I'll buy you a drink.
Oh, you'll buy me a drink?
We can share it.
Oh. Wait, I've heard this story before.
Yeah, let me just tell you, don't get the big drink because she ain't sharing it with you and you're peeing halfway through the show. That's great fun. And I don't want to talk out of school, but somebody said that she felt like she might even cry a little bit.
Really? Is it like happy tear or a sad tear?
No, it had the impression.
Well, I don't know. Why did you want
it?
Why
it was emotional at that.
Because I had to pee again.
Emotional, like sad or?
Well, it was a sad story, but it was kind of a coming of age story.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can see the kid become a man through this experience. And I really felt like I was watching a movie. I was so captivated by it.
Yeah, it's a profound story. I mean, it teaches a lot of things. And it's the father against the guy who's kind of like the big guy in the neighborhood who's bad. I mean, he's a bad guy. And the father's struggle.
Do you think that really happened to him? Is it based on his real life?
Yeah. And in the movie, he plays the bad guy whose name, do you remember the guy's name? Who does this with his hands?
Sunny.
I forget. Sunny.
So I don't think I've seen the movie.
Well, I tell you what, I was so impressed.
I'd be like Cheryl going in there, I think.
Well, I was so impressed. I went home and tried to, you know, see if it was on Netflix. It's not. Mm-hmm. I went to another place too, and it wasn't on there as well.
Amazon?
I don't think I checked Amazon. But it's just a really good movie. He does a great job, standing ovation at the end. Absolutely recommend it. I think the 20th is the last day it's here. What's the day today, 19th?
20th.
Today's 20th? So today's the last day. But he's been back before.
Well, next time he comes to town, let's all go.
Now,
would you have paid for that? Big drinks?
I'm cheap.
Because they asked me, they did a survey afterwards, how much would you pay for that ticket?
How much would I pay? It's such an unfair question because in Vegas, you have to pay to go see a show, and you're paying a lot to go see it.
So, would you pay $50?
Definitely.
Would you pay $100?
No, but that's just because I
would bet.
But you're just,
in another city.
You're like, you know, you're the standard demographic, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So of Las Vegas, you know, people that live here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd say 80 maybe max.
Wow.
But it was great.
It was.
Would I would say if you're in town and he's here, do Cirque and then do his show.
There you go.
Because that's
nice,
black and white.
That's
right,
very,
there.
Very good.
And it'd be cool if you could see it in the same stage, or you know, the next time you come, maybe see.
Oh, it would be nice.
Terry Fader on that.
Yeah,
stage.
It's a great venue, as you see. You haven't seen Terry Fader before,
I haven't.
Right? Yeah, it's a good venue.
Get out.
Funny story. Before we break out of here, we're running a little long.
Well, Cheryl talks so damn much.
I know
much.
She's a chatty Cathy. Give a girl some boots. Good Lord. So Chaz was reminded that he is a Dr. Rothman client, and he was reminded by Dennis Silvers, our golf guy.
What? So Dennis, was he there
Dennis,
too?
He was there the night before. He and his wife were there, Paula.
But did they have a Q&A period?
And they went backstage. They met him backstage and said, "Oh man, Dr. Rothman, you're a customer." And Chaz is like, "Oh yeah, he's great," because of the Vegas Video Network.
Well, we do great things here.
It is. So, Cheryl, by the way, Cheryl also wanted to go to Counts Vamped because of the boots.
Well, you fit right in.
So we went and saw Dave Ivey over there playing with his band Heavy Honey, which he is the drummer. And did you like Counts Vamped?
It's not my scene or my music, but I enjoyed it.
You actually did seem like you enjoyed it.
Well, you probably liked it because you know Dave, and
yeah,
you know, I wanted to support him.
I like to watch live music. Yeah. I mean, anytime you can support that in this town, there's not enough of it, and
right.
There's not enough venues
right.
for it. So for that to not only be, you know, somewhere where a friend can play, but also to be in Summerlin, or
right.
on the way to Summerlin, it's cool that's a local joint.
Yeah.
So it was convenient to go. If they had a band there where I might know the music, I would go.
What kind of music do you listen to?
Dance music. You know she's a
French.
Dancing. She's a
French.
French.
French music.
Jazz.
French.
Well, like what?
Jazz music.
Wah 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 wah. Like how's French?
What the hell was that?
I'm trying to figure out what French music is.
Oh, that was very good. Hey, why don't we stop now before the French people come and kill us? Probably the right thing to do. Let's do that. Let's stop. I'll play this music here. Which is
well,
the music
thank
that
you
says,
for coming and joining us.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. And
big
thanks for letting me borrow
for Cheryl.
Spot.
Thank you, Cheryl. Cheryl's going to be on next week to talk about French music.
I'll do
that. Wah, 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 wah. Okay. Anyway, thanks, everybody. Thanks to Cheryl. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Again, if you want to reach out to us, email address is onairq@livinginlv.com. And if you want to visit the website, what website is it? I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to make you do it. Because you never really watch the show. She doesn't.
She listens to it.
iPod. Vegas Video Network's the website, iTunes, YouTube, Roku, and KSHB 1400. Let's call it that. 8 o'clock to midnight every night. That's it.
Friday.
You guys.
Every Friday.
Every Friday. They keep begging me to do it every night, and I won't do it. I have
You don't
standards.
Want to be overexposed.
I don't want to be overexposed unless it's on BVN2. Scott overexposed right after... Christina has a baby. We'll see you guys later. Take care. Bye-bye.